请我们大家一起先翻开圣经《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, Chapter 5.
《使徒行传》第五章三十二节。
Acts 5, verse 32.
三十二节，我们为这事做见证，神是给顺从之人的圣灵，也为这事做见证。
We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him.
彼得说，众使徒在为这个事情做见证。
Peter says, all the saints are witnessing for this event.
是什么事情呢？
What exactly is this?
就是主耶稣复活的见证。
Which is the testimony of Lord Jesus' resurrection.
不但这样子，主耶稣所应许的这个圣灵也为耶稣的复活做见证。
Not only so, but the Holy Spirit that Lord Jesus promised also witnessed for his resurrection.
不但有这些目击者，这些主耶稣的门徒的见证，还加上圣灵的见证。
Not only the testimony came about from the witnesses who saw firsthand of Lord Jesus' resurrection, but also there is the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
因为这件事情是非常对每个人来讲是非常的重要。
Because this is a very important event to each one of us.
所以事实上，耶稣的复活就是初期的使徒他们一再见证的内容。
Therefore, the resurrection of Christ was the central message in which the apostles dedicated themselves to.
但是主耶稣的复活这是从来所没有的。
But the resurrection of the Lord is never heard before. It's something that never happened.
在旧约圣经里头，虽然也有先知让死人复活的事情。
And even though in the Old Testament there were times in which the prophets were able to resurrect the dead.
就是在主耶稣传福音的当中，主耶稣也曾经叫死人复活。
And even during the ministry of Lord Jesus, he also resurrected the dead.
但是像主耶稣这样子钉十字架受死复活，这是从来没有的。
But as for Lord Jesus, who was very cruelly treated by being nailed on the cross and dying in a horrible way, and then to be resurrected afterward is unprecedented.
所以事实上，从人的理性是很难去相信这样的一个事实。
Therefore, from a human perspective, it's very hard to make sense of this fact.
所以也需要圣灵一起来做见证。
Therefore, it requires the testimony of the Holy Spirit just as well.
虽然主耶稣在传福音的当中，也常常提到他的受死以及他的复活。
And even though during the ministry of Christ, he often spoke of his death and his resurrection.
就是到他真的复活了。纵然是在门徒当中，他们还是很难以置信。
But even when he indeed did resurrect, even amongst his disciples, there were people who doubted.
纵然是曾经领受了主耶稣极大的恩典，也是很难去相信耶稣复活这件事情。
And even for the people who have experienced the mighty grace of Christ in the past, could hardly accept this fact that he resurrected.
这当中就有一个莫大拉的玛利亚。
There was the Mary of Magdalene.
我们请看约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章十一节。
John 20 verse 11.
十一节，玛利亚站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。
But Mary stood outside the tomb, crying as she wept. She bent over to look into the tomb.
犹太人的坟墓啊，事实上是一个洞穴。
The Jewish graveyards are, in fact, a cave.
他们将尸体放到这个洞里头，然后用再把这个洞封起来。
They would place the body within the cave, then seal the cave with a rock.
这时候，放主耶稣尸体的那个坟墓那个。堵住的石头已经被挪开了。
At that time, the stone which covered the entry to the tomb was rolled away.
所以这个玛利亚她一边哭着一边往里头看。
And as Mary looked into the tomb, she was weeping.
她看见什么呢？
What did she see?
十二节。
Verse 12.
就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣的身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。
She saw two angels in white seated where Lord Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot.
她看见那当中有两个天使。
He saw that there were two angels.
13节。
Verse 13.
天使对她说，妇人，你为什么哭？也说，她说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
They asked her, woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him.
这个玛利亚她可能哭得 更厉害。
Maybe Mary was even in more distress.
因为她发现主耶稣的尸体啊，并没有在这个墓穴里头。
Because she found the body of Christ had been taken away.
她想说有人把主耶稣的尸体挪走了。
She thought that somebody took the body of Christ away.
14节。
Verse 14.
说了这话，转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and she did not realize that it was Jesus.
一个常常跟在主耶稣身边的人。
This was a person who had followed closely around Jesus.
才经过几天，这个时候他不知道站在身旁的是主耶稣。
But it had only been a few days, and now she could not recognize it was Lord Jesus who stood before her.
因为在他的理智里头，没有耶稣复活这样的一件事情。
Because in her understanding, there's no such thing as Lord Jesus being resurrected from dead.
所以他没有去想的，没有想说这个站在身旁的就是耶稣。
So it never occurred to her that this person who stood before her could be Lord Jesus himself.
15节。
Verse 15.
耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁？玛利亚以为是看言的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
Woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.
主耶稣也是一样的问他说，你为什么哭？
And Lord Jesus asked her the same question, why are you crying?
他还是伤心的哭着耶稣的尸体不见了。
For she was still in deep distress, weeping over the fact that the Christ's body had disappeared.
16节。
Verse 16.
耶稣说，玛利亚，玛利亚，就转过来，用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼，拉波尼就是夫子的意思。
Jesus said to her, Mary, she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher.
耶稣叫他叫玛利亚，叫他的名字。
And Lord Jesus called her name, Mary.
这时候玛利亚她就醒过，好像醒过来了，是主耶稣。
And as this, she had been just awakened, and she realized it was Lord Jesus.
17节。
Verse 17.
耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers, and tell them, I am returning to my fathers, to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
如果我们是玛利亚的话，我想我们也会有一个冲动，往前去抱住主耶稣。
Now, if we were Mary, we probably have that impulsive rush to embrace Lord Jesus.
要抓住主耶稣，不再让他离开我们。
We want to seize onto him and never let him out of our sight.
所以主耶稣要玛利亚说，你去告诉这些门徒们。
Therefore, Lord Jesus instructed her to tell his disciples.
告诉他们，主耶稣已经复活了。
To tell them that he had resurrected.
18节。
Verse 18。
抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her.
这段事迹的一开始就是玛利亚来到坟墓那里，在那边哭。
This passage began with Mary coming to the grave and crying over Lord Jesus.
她不是一个很高兴的心情要来看主耶稣的复活。
She did not come to the grave with a joyful heart to witness the resurrection of Christ.
或许她已经没有把主耶稣说我要复活那件事情放在心上了。Maybe
she had no longer remembered Lord Jesus told them that he was resurrected from the dead.
因为人的理性来告诉我们说不可能有这样的事情。
Because from our human mind, we don't consider this to be a possibility.
所以她不是那种胜利的哭，是那种悲伤的哭。
Therefore, she was not weeping with tears of triumph, rather with fear, tears of defeat.
在我们生活当中，常常有就像玛利亚这一种流泪的事情。
There are moments in our life in which we will also shed tears, much like Mary.
在生活当中，我们也是有很多的挫折，很多的忧伤，很多的失败。
In our life, we will experience bad times in which we will be challenged with failures and challenges of many sorts.
在那一种情况之下，我们常常不由自主的一种情感上的一种流露，就是流眼泪。
And when we are put in that kind of situation, we cannot help ourselves from shedding tears.
圣经里头也记载着主耶稣也曾经流泪了。
The Bible also records of Lord Jesus shedding tears.
他实在是站在人的这个层面，他来一同感受人的忧伤，人的痛苦。
And when he placed himself in a human perspective, he too shared in our sorrow and our pain.
其实照说，玛利亚应该是以一个非常欢喜的心情。 要来看主耶稣的复活。
And from a rational perspective, Mary should have come to the graveyard with a joyful and expectant mood to see the resurrection of Christ.
因为十字架已经过去了。Because
the cross had passed.
当主耶稣往哥哥他山的时候,
When Lord Jesus went toward the Mount Golgotha,
有好多的有这些妇女，她们也是跟着。 在路旁，在那边流泪。
Many women who follow along also shed much tears.
因为他们看见主耶稣正在往被钉十字架的路程。
For they saw Lord Jesus was walking toward on his way to be crucified.
在人来看，那是一个最大的失败，最大的羞的耻辱。
From a human perspective, being crucified was a great shame, humiliation, and great pain.
那真的是一个令人掉眼泪的事情。
And it's truly an event that will bring tears to our eyes.
但是当时的主耶稣转过头来对他们说，不要为我哭泣，要为你们和你们的儿女哭泣。
Lord Jesus turned around and told them, do not weep for me, but weep for yourself and your children.
主耶稣知道，他相信。 他会复活。
Because Lord Jesus understood and knew in his heart he will resurrect.
玛利亚也看到那个坟墓里头是空的。
Mary also saw that the tomb was empty.
应该直接的反应是耶稣是复活了。
Her immediate thought should have been that Lord Jesus resurrected.
但是她却 更悲伤的流眼泪。
However, she began weeping even more.
连主耶稣的尸体都不见了。Because
now she couldn't even see the body of Christ.
所以天使问她说：“玛利亚，你为什么哭？”
Therefore, the angels asked her, Mary, why are you crying?
主耶稣也问她说：“你为什么哭？”
And likewise, Lord Jesus asked her, why are you crying?
我们来想想看，玛利亚为什么哭？
Now let's think about this question. Why was Mary crying?
玛利亚的哭是不是也常常是我们生活当中我们的哭？
Was Mary's cry echo in our daily life?
约翰福音20章13节。
John 20 verse 13.
当天使问了玛利亚之后，玛利亚就说：“因为有人把我主 挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
Mary responded to the angel, saying, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him."
玛利亚为什么哭
？Why was she crying?
因为她相信那个最不好的情形。
Because she believed in the worst possibility.
她相信主耶稣还是死的。
She believed that Lord Jesus was still dead.
她相信耶稣的尸体一定是被人家拿走了。
And she was convinced someone had snatched the body away.
她为什么来到坟墓前？
Why did she come before the graveyard?
她是带着香膏，想要来膏耶稣的尸体。
She brought with her perfume and nard, thinking that she can anoint the body of Christ.
她看到坟墓里头已经没有主耶稣的尸体。
When she saw that the grave was empty of Christ's body,
但是她却没有相信说耶稣已经复活了。
And yet she did not believe that Christ could possibly have resurrected.
她怀疑主耶稣的身体被拿走了。
And she suspected that someone took away the body of Christ.
我们常常也是很容易去相信我们所怀疑的事情。
And we too are often susceptible to believe in what we suspect to be true.
这是我们人生活当中一个很大的软弱，很大的弱点。
This is a great human weakness.
我们常常去相信我们所怀疑的事情。
Because we often believe in the worst possibilities that we suspect has happened.
那因为相信所怀疑的事情，所以让我们生活当中常常就充满着忧虑烦恼。
And because we believe in our suspicions, therefore our life is filled with worry and anxiety.
我们都知道忧虑不能够解决事情。
We know that simply by worrying does not resolve any matters.
但是我们却常常被忧虑来胜过我们。
But oftentimes we are taken possession of these worries.
因为我们相信我们所怀疑的事情。
Because we believe in what we suspect.
以色列人出埃及在旷野路上啊，为什么他们有那么多的这种忧虑？
While the Israelites came out of Egypt and traveling on in the wilderness, why was it that they had so many worries?
因为他们也是常常相信他们所怀疑的事情。
And the reason is because they often believe in what they worry most.
当他们来到红海边
，For instance, when they came by the Red Sea.
前面是红海，后面有埃及的追兵。
In front of them was the Red Sea. Behind them were the Egyptian soldiers and chariots.
他们在怀疑着说我们可能会死在这里。
And they suspected that they would die in that very spot.
他们忘记了说神大能的手将他们带出埃及。
They had forgotten of God's mighty workings and delivering them out of Egypt.
他们只是面临危险，还没有死，他们就相信说他们会死在这里。
And simply because they were confronted with a possibility of danger, with a danger in front of them, and they already convinced that they will die.
这一种忧虑就成为埋怨。
So because of such kind of worry, it turned into grumbling.
就在摩西的面前来跟摩西争吵。
And they came before Moses to hurl accusations and fight with him.
遇到没有水的时候。
For instance, when they run into a situation of no water.
他们也想说他们会死在旷野。
And they also believed that they were going to die of thirst in the desert.
这只是一个推测，没有水我会死在这里。
This is merely a hypothesis. Without water, I will die here.
但是他们已经就相信自己所假设的事情。
But they already believe in their hypothesis.
所以在摩西的面前就有那种很强烈不合理不应该有的反应。
As a result, when they come before Moses, they had very unreasonable demands.
今天我们生活当中其实有很多的问题，是不是很多事情它很会恶化，是不是就是因为这样子？
Now let's think about it. A lot of things in our life grew worse. Is it not because of this line of reasoning?
有时候配偶之间对对方有一些的怀疑。
Amongst spouses, sometimes we suspect another person of doing something.
其实我们常常就已经相信了我们所怀疑的事情。
But in fact, quite often we already believe in what we suspect to be true.
结果就会让两方面的关系是更加的恶劣，更加的恶化。
And this line of thinking only worsens the relationship.
有时候父母跟儿女的之间的关系为什么会越来越恶化？
If we think about why parents and children's relationship grow worse,
有时候父母亲其实只是怀疑说我的孩子可能怎样。
Sometimes, parents might think, maybe my children are doing something.
但是在处理的当中，我们已经好像是相信了，我们的孩子就是这样子。
But as we try to investigate, the way we think is that our children already committed this mistake.
所以就忧虑更多，问题就更大。
And the worse our worry grows, the larger the problem grows.
我们人性的这一种弱点啊，也常常会在信仰生活里头来出现。
Such kind of human weakness also show themselves in our daily life and in our life of faith.
就像玛利亚，她相信耶稣的尸体。耶稣没有复活，耶稣的尸体被拿走了。
For instance, Mary, she thought that Lord Jesus did not resurrect, and somebody has snatched the body.
这就是为什么在信仰生活里头，我们会去怀疑神的公义、神的慈爱。
This is the reason why in our life of faith we often suspect the righteousness and the mercy of and the love of God.
我们会去怀疑神的这个信实。
And we would doubt God's faithfulness to us.
所以我们要求神常常怜悯我们。
Therefore, we need to ask God to often have mercy upon us.
我们求神向我们显现。
We ask God to show Himself to us.
就是神的话语进入我们里头。
We ask the Lord's words to come within our heart.
神的圣灵在我们身上工作。
And may His Spirit work within us.
他的能力彰显在我们生活当中。
And allow us to witness His power and strength in our daily life.
来让我们胜过我们的怀疑。
And this way we are able to overcome our suspicions.
那我们也从这些圣经的人物来得到提醒。
We can also take a warning or take a page from these biblical characters.
我们不要常常去相信我们所怀疑的事情。
We should not often believe in what we suspect to be true.
尤其是在信仰的这条道路上，信仰的事情上面。
Especially in matters that apply to our faith.
请看但以理书第三章。
Turn to Daniel chapter 3.
但以理书三章十八节。
Daniel 3 verse 18.
十八节，这三个人就回答说：“即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。”
But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve you gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up.
这三个人面对着要被丢到火窑里头。
These three people were confronted with the outcome of being thrown into a fiery furnace.
从人来看，这么强的烈火是一定会把他们烧死。
From a human understanding, with such an intense heat, they will surely be burnt alive.
他们说神会救我们。
However, they believe that God will deliver them.
但是事实上可能一半一半。
But the fact is, the possibility could be 50-50.
如果神没有救拔他们，他们就是死。
If God does not save them, then they will be doomed.
但是他们没有去相信自己的怀疑。
But they did not believe in their doubts.
他们对王说，如果神没有保守我们，我们真的被烧死了，我们也不拜你的金像。
They declared to the king that even if our God does not protect us from death, and we will still not bow down to your golden images.
这三个人，他们没有去相信他们所怀疑的事情。
These three people do not believe in what they suspect might happen.
所以他们成为了信心的勇士，他们得胜了。
As a result, they became the triumphant soldiers in faith.
请再看回约翰福音二十章。
Turn back to John 20.
约翰福音二十章十四节。
John chapter 20, verse 14.
耶稣问他说，妇人为什么哭？你找谁？玛利亚以为是看眼的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.
玛利亚为什么哭
？Why was Mary crying？
因为她觉得已经没有主耶稣的同在。
Because she felt that Lord Jesus was no longer with her。
这个时候，她甚至她所想要的只是能够看到主耶稣的这个尸体就好。
At that moment, she wanted to do was at least to catch a glimpse of the body of Christ.
他对复活的主耶稣，他在怀疑说，人家是把他的尸体拿走了。
To the Lord who resurrected, she suspected that someone snatched the body.
我们人是很有限。
Human beings are very limited.
啊，那有时候我们真的是在很无可奈何的那种情况里头。
There are situations which are really beyond our control.
好，那我们就只是发出一个很微小的请求。
And at that kind of dire circumstance, we only have a small request.
就好像有些小朋友在生活当中实在很缺少爱。
Just like some little kids in their life, they are so sorely lacking of love.
有时候他们也不知道怎么来表达。
And they don't know how to express themselves.
那他所求的是什么呢
？What exactly do they seek after？
哦，如果有一个人把他抱着，他就很满足了。
And they'll be so satisfied if someone were to merely hold them。
好，或者他能够抱着一个人，哇，他就觉得非常非常的满足。
Or if a child could merely embrace another person, and he would take a satisfaction in that。
啊，在生活当中，我们常常。到最后只要求，我就要求这最低的限度。
And there are moments in our life in which we will take satisfaction from a minimal demand.
在别人来看，那是很微小的。
For someone else, they might think it's something trivial.
对那个正需要的人，他觉得说这就已经是给我最大的恩典了。
To the person who is in such sore need, they feel that this is the greatest blessing there could be.
当时玛利亚。应该就是这种心境。
Mary was probably in one of these mindset.
啊，至少我能够看到主耶稣的尸体就好了。
I'll be satisfied just as long as I can see the body of Christ.
有时候人最小的要求啊，是在反映着我需要爱。
Sometimes, by our minimal demands, it reflects that we are really in need of love.
在这里，玛利亚所要反映出来的是，我需要主耶稣的同在。
What we can infer from here is that Mary really needed the company of Lord Jesus.
对玛利亚来讲，没有主耶稣的同在，用我们今天的话来讲，就是一个啊，可以用孤单这个字眼来讲。
Without the company of Christ, she was feeling rather lonely.
啊，孤单这是一个很令人难以忍受的一个字眼。
Being alone is really an unbearable feeling.
从小孩子就开始有这个怕孤单。
And even from the youngest kids, you can tell that they are very afraid of being alone.
这就是为什么很多小朋友来到教会，他这个一直想要多留久一点，不要马上回家。
And this is why many children, when they come to church, they rather stay longer at church than instead of going home early.
小孩子怕没有同伴。
Because children really enjoys having company.
啊，小孩子怕孤单。
And they are afraid of being alone.
啊，其实我们成人的世界也常常是这个样子。
But the same logic applies to the adulthood.
啊，为什么有人总是忙碌的参加这个活动，参加那个活动，到这里，到那里？
Why is it that some people would hustle and bustle themselves joining this and that activities?
因为怕孤独，怕孤单。
Because they're afraid of being alone.
啊，孤单真的是一件很难让人忍受的事情。
Being alone and isolated really is an unbearable feeling.
啊，其实有主耶稣的同在，孤单常常是一个很好的对自己的一个锻炼。
However, with the company of Lord Jesus Christ, being alone can become a very good test or trial to better ourselves.
很多时候，为了怕孤单，让自己生活得很忙碌。
There are times when because we are afraid of being alone, we make our life very busy.
结果是那个孤单的感觉更强烈。
But that only accentuates the feelings of being alone.
为什么不来找主耶稣？为什么不来思想主耶稣的同，来认识，来拥有主耶稣的同在？
Why don't we seek after Christ and seek for his accompaniment?
其实有时候的这个孤单啊，反而让我们能够更感受到神的同在，更能够对神有更深的认识。
Sometimes through situations in which we are alone, we can sense have a more distinctive sense of that Lord is working with us, is together with us.
所以外在上的这个孤独啊，也常常是神给我们基督徒的一个好的训练。
So the outward circumstance which places us in a lonely situation is a great training ground for us.
我们是不是让我们那个神给我们的训练真的产生了它的果效来？
And do we allow this training ground to bear fruit?
就是在于我们是不是很清楚的来认定，来拥有主耶稣的同在。
And this will depend on if we have a clear recognition that our Lord is walking with us.
雅各离开家，他走在旷野路上。
When Jacob left his home and he was traveling in the wilderness,
他认识了神是跟我同在的神。
He came to know that God is a God who stayed with him.
在孤独的当中，他摸到了神。
When he was feeling so lonely, it was a time in which he really touched God.
约瑟被卖到埃及去。
Joseph was sold as a slave into Egypt.
在那孤单的当中，他得着了神同在的能力跟恩典。
Amidst his loneliness, he received power and strength from God, and God working together with him.
其实主耶稣就在玛利亚的身旁。
And we see in this passage that Christ was, in fact, right next to Mary.
玛利亚她却不知道，她却在伤心的哭。
But Mary was none the wiser, and she continued her crying.
当我们在生活当中，我们说主啊，神啊，你在哪里？
In our life, we may be doing the same thing. We may be crying out to God, saying, God, where are you?
其实神就在我们的生活里头，就在我们的身旁。
But in fact, God is standing right next to us. He is with us.
就像雅各当他睡醒的时候，
Just like Jacob when he awoke from a dream.
他说，神在这里，我竟然不知道。
And he remarked that God is here, and yet I didn't know that.
所以我们要从圣经里头给我们的应许啊，我们再一次的去认定主耶稣是跟我同在的。
So we need to seize on to the promises that we find in the Bible to recognize that God is in fact with us.
我是永远不孤单的。
We are never lonely.
主耶稣他不会抛弃我的。
Because Lord Jesus will never desert us.
尤其我们都是这么努力的在敬拜神，在遵守他的教训。
Especially since we are working so hard to keep his command and walk in his way.
我们怎么会是孤单的呢？
How can we possibly be alone?
请看马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章二十节。
Matthew 28 verse 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
这是主耶稣的应许。
This is the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也都是这么努力的，大家常常互相勉励，来遵守主耶稣的教训。
And we strive hard to encourage one another, holding on to the commands of Christ.
难道我们的努力是白费了吗？
Will our labor go in vain?
为什么我还是常常像玛利亚这样子，不知道主耶稣跟我们同在？
Why do we behave so often like Mary, not realizing that Christ is standing right next to us?
或许我们没有像玛利亚这样的哭泣。
Maybe because we haven't been weeping as hard as Mary.
但是在我们生活当中却还充满着许多的这个忧虑以及觉得孤独。
But in fact, in many parts of our life, we are filled with a sense of loneliness and worries.
忧虑孤独再来就是带来害怕。
With worries and loneliness, what follows is fear.
我们已经都很努力在遵守神的教训，我们要清楚的知道主耶稣跟我同在。
And since we are working hard to keep God's commands and walk in His ways, we need to have this clear recognition God is in fact with us.
真的能够像赞美诗所说的，我们面对明天，不是存着害怕来面对。
Just like the hymn we sang, that we do not face tomorrow with fear.
请再看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十八节。
Romans 8 verse 38.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的、有能的、现在的事是将来的事，三十九，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons.Neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depths nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
有主耶稣的同在，就有神的爱。
When we have the binds of Jesus Christ, we will enjoy the love of God.
有神的爱啊，就没有孤单。
With God's love, we will not sense any loneliness.
有神的爱啊，就没有惧怕。
With God's love, we will not sense any fear.
玛利亚为什么哭?
Why was Mary crying?
请看马可福音十六章。
Turn to Mark 16.
马可福音十六章第九节。
Mark 16, verse 9.
在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons.
这里提到这个玛利亚身上曾经有七个鬼。
It states here that Mary Magdalene once was possessed by seven demons.
我们可以想象，在还没有遇见主耶稣之前，他的人生是怎样的。
We can imagine how horrible her life must have been before she came to Christ.
那时候的玛利亚，她没有什么人生的目的。
The Mary back then probably had no aim or goals in life.
她很可能不晓得自己在过什么日子。
And very likely she just lived her day, her life from day to day.
她可能是家里头的一个问题，一个重担。
She may have been a big problem or burden for her family.
她也可能是在村庄里头被人所轻视，甚至要遗弃的。
And she might have been an object of ridicule and despise amongst her villagers.
一直到遇见了主耶稣，她成为不一样。
It was only when she came to know Christ that her life became turned around.
她成为一个蒙受主耶稣恩典的人。
She became one who was blessed by God.
她成为一个爱主耶稣的人。
She became one who loves the Lord Jesus.
她的生活变得活泼，变得有目的。
Her life became vibrant, hopeful, and purposeful.
现在没有了主耶稣。
But now she has lost Lord Jesus.
她应该比所有的人都觉得更加的失落。
Compared to the other people, she probably felt even more lost than any others.
她生活的目标重心好像突然间就结束了。
It seems like the center of her life had suddenly been snuffed out.
所以难怪她流泪，她觉得非常的沮丧。
It's no wonder that she weeps so hard and feeling so distressed.
其实主耶稣是那一位永在的神。
But in reality, Jesus Christ is the God who is eternal.
请看以赛亚书第九章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah 9, verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and to the government will be, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这里所说的有一婴孩，这就是在预言主耶稣。
This child prophesies Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是全能的神，就是永在的父。
For Jesus Christ is the Almighty God, Everlasting Father.
所以玛利亚的这个人生的意义跟目的不是结束了。
Therefore, Mary's center of life and her purpose of life is not lost.
因为主耶稣复活了。
Because Jesus Christ resurrected.
今天主耶稣也会问我们说，你为什么哭？
Lord Jesus today may also ask us, why are we crying?
主耶稣要问我们说，你找谁？
And Lord Jesus will ask us, who are you looking for?
从主耶稣跟玛利亚的短短的对话来除掉了玛利亚的沮丧跟惧怕。
From this short dialogue between Mary and Lord Jesus, and if we were to take away the depression and the fear of Mary,
今天我们在祷告当中，我们来跟神对话。
And we today, as we have a dialogue with our God during the prayer,
用我们里头的耳朵来听主耶稣对我们说。
We should use our inner ear to listen to what our Lord has to say to us.
听见圣灵的声音，来帮助我们除掉我们生活当中的这个害怕。
And we have to listen to the voice of the Lord of a Holy Spirit telling us to take away our fear.
主耶稣向玛利亚显现。
Lord Jesus appeared to Mary.
主耶稣今天同样要向我们显现。
And likewise, Lord Jesus will appear to us today.
因为主耶稣知道。玛利亚在流泪，知道玛利亚在心中有怀疑，知道玛利亚心中有惧怕。
Lord Jesus knew full well that in Mary there was fear, anxiety, and there was doubt.
所以同样的，主耶稣知道我们的这一切。
And likewise, Lord Jesus knows of all the experiences that we are going through.
这一位永活的主耶稣基督，他要赐平安给我们。
This everlasting and living God, Lord Jesus, He will grant us peace.
他复活了，所以他不断的来赐给我们活着的目的。
Because He resurrected, He will continue to give us purpose in life.
唱诗三百九十一首。
Let's sing hymn 391.
心酸酸的点点浓浓泪声，我陪坠落 作战，主眼睛永不离开我，永不离我自孤单，不永不孤单，永不孤单，主眼睛永不离开我，永不离我自孤单，不永不孤单，主耶稣永不离开我，永不离我自孤单，圣洁光中吹着试探也要不断，甚至我必要平安，
主耶稣的复活让我们知道我们是永远不孤单的。
The resurrection of Christ let us understand that we are never alone.
这个十字架所代表的意思之一就是从泪水到胜利。
One of the symbols of the cross is going from tears to triumph.
那我们基督徒的生活就是常常可以去经历从泪水到胜利。
And a Christian's life should progress from tears to triumph.
因为主耶稣复活了，主耶稣跟我们同在。
Because of his resurrection, Lord Jesus is with us.
如果我们现在是在泪水的当中，
If now we are in the midst of our tears,
让主耶稣跟我们同在，来让我们从泪水进入胜利。
Let us ask Lord Jesus to abide with us so we can enter into triumph.
圣灵也要为耶稣的复活来做见证。
The Holy Spirit will also witness for the resurrection of Christ.
所以我们不但求得圣灵，我们常常被圣灵来充满。
So we should not only pursue for Holy Spirit, but be filled with Holy Spirit always.
让我们常常总是很清楚、很肯定的，主耶稣跟我同在。
In this way, we will have distinctly understand that Christ is with us always.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's make our concluding prayer.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，请到前面。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hand during the prayer, please come forward.
同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to make a couple of introductions and announcements. First off, we'd like to thank God for allowing all of us to gather here on His Holy Sabbath. Also, like to thank Pastor Chen for his mutual encouragement this morning. We'd like to welcome Pauline Cheng. I think so.
张宝林女士,
we welcome you and hope that you can come back again in the future.
我们欢迎你, 也希望能够在, 未来再又看到你。
As everybody knows, our Spring Evangelical Service and Spiritual Convocation is coming up at the end of the month.
就如大家所知, 我们这个月底, 就是我们的春季的灵恩布道会。
The invitation cards for it have been printed and are set in the lobby area.
那这个邀请卡都已经印好了, 放在大厅里。
So we encourage everybody to pick up some and ask your friends to come.
那我们也希望弟兄姐妹们能够 发一些这些邀请卡 邀请 亲朋好友来参加
Also the spring it's evangelical service and spiritual convocation and spiritual convocation starts on Friday morning of that week May 1st
所以这是 灵恩布道会 那星期五就开始
So we encourage everybody to try and take that Friday and to come for the full day of spiritual convocation.
5月1号就是星期五, 所以我们希望大家能够就是, 把时间腾出来, 把那一天能够来参加。
This coming week, we have an English family Bible study held on Tuesday, and the location has changed to Brother Benson and Sister Cindy's house.
那下个礼拜星期二的 英文查经是 改成为 就是 Benson 弟兄家
Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. we have our monthly prayer so we encourage everybody to come to try and come
明天早上 9点的时候有我们的 每月的 祷告 所以我们邀请大家能够 早上的时候 9点来此 早祷
The 2009 National Youth Theological Seminar is going to be held from July 27th through August 9th at Hillsborough Church.
2009年的 NYTS 就是 年轻的退休会是 即将在 New Jersey 那边 举行 是在 7月13到 7月24 对不起 7月27到 8月9号
And then also the 2009 Religious High School Students Theological Seminar is going to be held from June 22nd through July 5th at Garden Grove Church.
另外就是 2009年的学生 Theological Seminary 在6月22日至7月5号 在Garden Grove会举行。
And the schedules are out, so if you'd like to look at the schedule will be posted in the back.
那这些 时间表都是在 都有在大厅有公报, 那请您可以详情再去那边看。
Also, the Ministry Volunteer Program will be held from July 13th through July 24th at San Jose Church.
那在圣何西教会7月13号到7月24号 就是自工来布道的一种活动。
Lastly, there the Moscow Church is going to be purchasing a chapel, so they would they are asking for some donations. So if you'd like to donate, please please feel free.
那莫斯科教会他们现在正在购买会堂。 所以如果神感动你的话，请在支票上面写莫斯科教会。
Some prayer request. Please continue to pray for all those that are physically and spiritually weak.
那我们请大家能够继续为身体或者是心灵欠安的祷告。Also,
continue to pray for our second phase construction.
请继续为第二期工程祷告。
As well as our coming up Spring Evangelical Service and Spiritual Convocation.
也为我们即将来临的灵恩布道会代祷。
Our weekly Bible reading for this week is Mark chapter 2 through 8.
那这个礼拜的读经进度是马可福音第二章到第八章。
The location for our Monday evening family service is at Brother Casey Zhang's house.
那星期一晚上的 晚间聚会是在 Brother KC Zeng.
And then just another reminder, the Tuesday English Bible study is going to be held at Brother Benson's house.
星期二晚上的英文查经是在 Brother Benson的家.
And then now we'll ask Pastor Chen to come and give lunch grace.
那我们现在请 陈传道来为我们谢饭. 请起立.
Yeah.
Please rise.
奉耶稣圣名谢饭.
In Lord Jesus' name, I say grace.
慈爱的天父真神, 我们一个感谢欢喜的心, 大家一起聚集在这里。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we come with a joyful and loving heart to gather before you.
我们一起来享受你所赐给我们的安息圣日。
We are here to enjoy the Holy Sabbath that you have blessed us.
我们在这里一起来享受, 圣经里头你给我们的美好的教训。
We are also here to enjoy the wonderful teachings in the Bible.
我们也在这里, 一起来享受弟兄姐妹彼此的关心, 彼此的带导。
And we are here also to enjoy the mutual care and concern from our fellow brothers and sisters.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 因为你活着, 所以这一切都是真实的, 都是有意义的。
Lord, we thank you for you have resurrected from death, therefore everything that we experience here is meaningful and purposeful.
我们也恳求您, 继续不断地 永活在我们的心中, 我们的生活的每一个层面。
And we ask you to continue to abide with us throughout each one of our daily lives.
让我们能够胜过生活当中的孤单。
So that we are able to triumph over our loneliness.
让我们能够胜过生活当中许多不必要的猜疑怀疑。
And that we are able to triumph over the unnecessary doubts and suspicions in our life.
让我们能够胜过生活当中许多不必要的烦恼害怕。
To help us triumph over the unneeded worries and fears.
有你的同在, 我们的生活是有目的的,
when you are abide with us, our life is purposeful, is meaningful.
主我们也存着一个欢喜感谢的心, 要一起来享用中午的爱餐。
Lord, we come before you with a happy, joyous heart to partake in the lunch.
愿主耶稣你也纪念准备饭食的弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord also remember the brothers and sisters who prepare the meal.
恳求你继续带领祝福我们今天一整天的活动。
May you continue to guide us in the rest of today's activities.
我们将一切的感谢荣耀颂赞归给您。
And we give unto you all the praises and honor.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.